The Obama administration plans to increase its response to the cyber theft of U.S. government and corporate secrets at the hands of Chinese hackers. One American security firm points the finger directly at a Chinese military unit devoted to cyber espionage.
Joining us now, Juan Zarate, CBS News senior national security analyst. Juan, always good to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Likewise, Sean.
Would you consider this a war?
Well, I think a war connotes that both sides are engaged in the same kind of offensive and defensive activities. And I don't think that's the case when you talk about economic espionage at the levels that we are seeing from the Chinese and the Russians. And certainly what you've seen in reports from the U.S. and this private company, Mandiant, is greater specificity with respect to how the Chinese are engaged in the massive stealing of intellectual property to the tune of billions of dollars. And so I would not call it a war. I would call it a very intensified game of cyber espionage that is costing America billions of dollars worth of IP.
Let me ask you, even if we were conducting that kind of cyber warfare back at China, would we even know about it? Would China admit it?
Well, I would hope we could keep that a secret if we were engaged in it. But I think what you have here is a bit of asymmetry in terms of what we've seen from China. We've seen China attacking, or at least sources within China attacking the servers of Google. We've seen evidence of their attacks on U.S. companies, defense contractors, and others that have very sensitive information. And so the Chinese have tried to layer this and have tried to keep it secret. But what you have in these recent reports is a real mapping, you know, really in the real world, able to point on a map where these attacks are coming from. And that's a game changer in the cyber domain, because it's not just a debate about the ethereal and what's happening in cyberspace. It points to who is attributable and where these attacks are coming from.
So what kind of concrete steps can the U.S. take to thwart these attacks?
Well, it's hard on two fronts. One, there is the question of attribution. The first hurdle is determining and proving, in a sense, at a certain level, who's responsible. We're seeing technology that is allowing us to do that. On the other hand, you also have the delicate relationship with China. China's the second largest economy in the world, intertwined with the U.S. in terms of our trade and debt. We don't want a trade war. But there's certainly defensive measures we can take, and you have seen the U.S. government working more closely with the private sector on that. Diplomatic pressure and efforts that you're going to see amplified in coming days. And then enforcement actions, trade actions, criminal investigations, as well as potentially, I think you're going to see sanctions here of the type that we've used on terrorist financing in the past to go after those who are invading our cyberspace, so to speak.
Well, brave new world. Thank you, Juan.
Thanks, Hillary.
That's Juan Zarate, CBS News senior national security analyst.